Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we are back. And Elaine, give your phone number out. Folks, listen, these questions that you have about the COVID and about how to help, you know, if you've been sick with these different things, call her, not me. Please give that number out.
My number is 440-478-4073. That's 440-478-4073. I've been helping people navigate, you know, school issues, employer issues, and also navigate the healthcare system when, unfortunately, they've taken people into the emergency room. You want to take steps to avoid the emergency room as much as possible, and there are things you can do at home if you have difficulty breathing, et cetera, to keep you out of the hospital because they are not treating people properly and people are dying that are going in there.
All right. There is some good news out there. Do you know what the good news is? Many of these large corporations are now dropping the vax mandate. One of them, Joe, has, 56,000 employees, and they've dropped the mandate.
General Electric. Yes, the big General Electric and Amtrak also. So there is hope. They're taking a look at things, realizing that that was just the news that they want to drop it after the Supreme Court threw out that emergency rule from OSHA. And so I'm hoping other people will follow suit with Amtrak and General Electric on the way. There could be hope yet. And Elaine, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I found a story that I haven't been able to, well, verify much, but a Dr. David Ostrov. He's a professor in the Department of Pathology, Immunology at some lab medicine at the University of Florida College of Medicine. And he said he's found two compounds that you can get over the counter that inhibit the novel coronavirus by 99% in tests. One of them was Benadryl. He calls it dihydramine or whatever. And the other was milk.
I got that article.
Milk. Hang on, I'm trying to find it real quick right here. It's, can't think of it. But anyway, he said he found it because people were taking, patients that were taking daily doses of Benadryl for allergies and things and drank a lot of milk. We're not getting sick, although they were around a lot of sick people and started looking into it. And Something like that. Yeah,
what you're talking about. I had that article.
Here it is. Lactoferrin. Lactoferrin.
Yeah. Lactoferrin is a bioprotein, and that's what you will find in mother's milk. And basically, it is antiviral, antibacterial, anti-cancer. Lactoferrin has been out there for an extremely long period of time. I need to caution people because of the fact that, and if you listen to Dr. Tenpenny speak, I'm of the same mindset that she is, all right, in my following remarks. If you are vaccinated and you have gotten the shot, all right, that has that lethal spike protein in it. The spike protein enters every single cell in your body and attaches to your DNA. Taking lactoferrin is not going to take that spike protein out of your organs and glands once it's attached.
Uh-huh.
So lactoferrin can help you with signs and symptoms of respiratory issues, bacterial issues, viral issues. COVID in and of itself is a disease state. And so you want to deal with the signs and symptoms that you are having. But there are also things being marketed out there that talk about detoxing, you know, from the spike protein. And so, yes, you can detox your body, But once this spike protein attaches to your DNA, all right, it can wreak havoc in every organ and gland in your body. And so what I guess I'm saying to people is be mindful of the verbiage that is being used out there. Just like you want to have good hydration, good food, you want a healthy environment that you're living in, you have to clean your body also. So take some supplements to support your liver, such as milk thistle or an artichoke supplement. Make sure you're drinking fluid, clean, filtered alkaline water, half your body weight in ounces every single day. But yes, lactoferrin is very, very effective for some of those disease states, and you will find it on the internet. I also work with a company called Neken that has lactoferrin. So if people want to get in touch with me, I can give them a little bit more detail related to that. But be mindful of what's being marketed and do your own research too.
Right. This doctor wasn't marketing. He was just writing a piece out there. He found out that, like I said, through one was some people were not getting it, were milk drinkers and were taking Benadryl. And he went and started doing research using the, not the cow form of the lactoferrin, but the human form, right?
Yes.
And
well,
I guess there's a big difference. But anyway, he said on his testing, it's been extremely, extremely, almost 99% effective in his tests. So,
and it supports all the mucous membranes of your body. So whether you have issues with your respiratory tract, in your breathing or your digestive tract or with your urinary system, lactoferrin supports all the mucous membranes of your body. So that means air exchange in your lungs, digestion back and forth so that you get most of your nutrients, and then also a healthy urinary tract and system to ward off if people are having frequent UTIs.
I got to jump in because the phones are not ringing, folks. We can't have those lights got to light up. They got to light up. I have actually less than 10 hours a week to raise enough money for the entire month. And so we need to hear from you out there. That number is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. You know, we're in a war. I mean, we really have to fight. And let me tell you something, folks. Every day out here, I'm waiting. I wait for the guys in the black limousine to pull up because they don't like what we're saying. And again, this is war. We're fighting an all-out assault by the Antichrist movement out there. Everywhere you go now, we've been the government has been militarized. Or weaponized against us. Now, what they're telling you, and again, like I'm trying to tell you, the idea, they have to meet their goal of depopulating, killing off so many people. Now, you're not supposed to know. A lot of these politicians that you see out there taking the vax, they're taking saline. They're not taking the real thing.
Right.
Okay, but you're not supposed to know that. See, listen, if you're stupid, the media will like you, okay, right? No, and there's many of them, too. We're seeing, especially these athletes that didn't know any better, they're dropping like flies. I mean,
last count, it was 319 young athletes.
319, all of a sudden. Now, that didn't happen years ago. That never happened, no. And so, folks, they're dropping like flies, but you're not hearing about this on the fake news media. And those people in the fake news media, a lot of them, they are not taking, believe me, the ones that are taking, I mean, they're all a part of this. And what they're going to do, they're not going to kill off their own. They need those people there. So they'll make sure that they get the saline, won't they?
Correct.
All right, there you go. And, in fact, that film that we showed at the church where they actually track down and find out where the killer doses are going, okay, and how they're working this folks, again, we need your help to stay here because we will tell you no compromise. We're not going to do it. And so,
and I need to add something to what Pastor Ernie just said. You've been on the air about 40 years plus.
And this will be our This will be 50 years this year by this summer, Joe.
Right, and this show about 40.
Yeah.
And you have never taken a dime. You've never taken a salary for the radio ministry all the nights you've broadcast over all those years. And no one with you, I can testify to that. I've been with you quite a few. No one in this ministry has ever taken any money in salary. When you donate to this ministry, the money goes to pay the bills. The radio bills are the big thing in the ministry. We pay the airtime. We don't have to rely on sponsors and advertisers who get squeamish and scared off and jump ship. So we rely on you. Pastor Ernie is the watchman on the wall, gives you the warning, gives you God's word, and like we joke around here, the pay isn't very good, but the retirement plan, folks, is out of this world. We're doing this because God called us to, not because we're getting famous, not because we're getting paid, but because we're working for the boss upstairs. And so when you donate, it's not helping us. In Luke chapter 6, it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." God says if you give willingly and cheerfully, he will make sure that you can continue to give. You have his word on it, and as the good book says, God cannot lie.
Well, the other thing I want to say also is that I know in speaking to some of the viewers over the past 3 or 4 months that some people are really in not good locations where they can get out and about, you know, and be of service to other people. So this is one way, you know, that you can contribute to the cause and to the freedom movement, you know, in the United States.
All right. Thank you. All right. Steve in Cleveland pledges 40. Donna from Cleveland pledges 400. Susan from Illinois pledges 100. Stephanie from Manhattan pledges 50. Dara from New York pledges 40. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
You know, Joe, how it's been painful because we've sat there and I've watched Joe Osteen and these guys buying these Learjets. And all these years, I've been on the radio so much longer. I've been preaching so much longer. Not only have I not got my first Piper Cub, but I got to settle for one of those things you strap to your back and hope you can fly, Joe. And it's tough at my age, right? All right, there you go.
Basically, you had to buy your own, you know, four-wheel drive vehicle just to get to the radio station.
But, boy, do we need it today. Boy, do we need it today.
Speaking of that, remember back when they were saying how England would never see snow again, you know, with the global warming, never, never. They had a huge snowstorm here a while back, and the Met Office says there's another 13 inches of snow heading for the UK here at the last part of January. You know, from now on, it's going to be snowing there in the United Kingdom. The return of the flakes is in forecast. So all that stuff about it's never going to, the children in England will never see snow, boo-hoo-hoo, it's been snowing.
Yeah, well, the environmental wackos were telling us here, because we didn't have a white Christmas, and that we're not going to have any more white Christmases, and it's Donald Trump's fault. You know, he did something with the environment, right?
Yeah.
But if you go to Neo Engineering, the engineering watch.com, you will find out that they are manipulating the environment and creating all of these pockets of hazards for us.
Right. Well, you know, I don't think the good Lord is going to sit and see. If you go to Hosea chapter 4 and read verses 1 through 6, he tells you that it's man's sin that is causing the problems with the environment. It's man's sin. In other words, man is crossing boundaries he's not supposed to cross.
Correct.
Okay, boundaries where he has no authority to cross. And so, and that's what's happening. All right.
Pastor, huh? In the book of Job, it says there weather comes for three reasons. It's talking about watering, the thick clouds, and the rain and the wind. And in Job 37, verse 13, it's talking all about the weather. He causes it to come, whether for correction, for his land, or for mercy. And that's the whole water droplets, rain, snow, all of that's in, there in Job 37, and you can look at verse 13. Makes it very clear God's doing it.
Already,
those are his three reasons.
Joe, we need 2,300 to make our goal tonight. We're 2,300 short. And
well, if I were rich instead of good-looking, I would just write you a check, boss, but not going to quite make it.
Yeah, well.
I might just donate 125 for my wife and I, but I'm going to be a little short of that, you know, big one.
All right.
So you can have Lisa put me down there, Harriet and I.
For how much?
125.
Okay, that's what Lisa did. Put Joe down for 125. There you go. Well, he's got you down there already. Already. Now, since Joe did that, I'm going to have, I'm going to go with $1,000 from Doers of the Word Church. $1,000.
Wow.
$1,000. So you know what that puts us down to? Puts us down to about, let me see. About 1,200, right? We need about 1,200.
Well, let's try and get ahead of the game tonight, not just meet, you know, meet our goal, but let's see if we can surpass it. There's one story I wanted to get out tonight.
Let's see if we can get Andy to pledge 1,000, and let's see, Randy and Andy, 1,000 apiece. That'll help us. That would put us way past our goal, but...
Lifestyles of the not so rich and famous, Pastor Ernie.
All righty, here you go. Erica from Pennsylvania pledges 150. Thank you, Erica. Thank you. All right, so it's coming. We're getting there. We're getting there, folks. Anyhow, I wanted to say this. You know, we mentioned this before. This D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser, an added pro-deather. One of those that Soros, one of the Soros.
Right.
The, appointed people.
The shedding of innocent blood.
Bought and paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Bought and paid for. Anyhow, she's pulling some shifty, evil, wicked. She's adamantly pro-death. And the March for Life now, she's declared a vaccine mandate. There's going to be a vaccine in order to disrupt the March for Life. And so, Joe, would you ask and pray? Would you pray that God would humble that woman? Would you do that? She's a wicked woman. And you folks across the country,
is
if you would
Muriel,
pray with
her. What's her first name?
Her name is Muriel.
Muriel. That's
Muriel Bowser. Okay, if you would pray that God would humble that woman, okay? And that she's a wicked, wicked woman. And you folks out there listening, pray with that. Believe me, God will answer prayer, and this woman is a wicked woman. And here, you know, whose angels are before the Lord continuously? Those are their children, and mm-hmm. she wants to kill the children. So I wanted to say this just before we go there. Carl in Cleveland pledges 750. Thank you, Carl.
Wow, thanks.
Amen. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father. We have many times said that this lady, Muriel Bowser, don't even want to remember her name, that she has been Antichrist. She pushes and promotes the shedding of innocent blood. She professes all things evil against you and your laws. And Lord, this march that's coming up is so important for so many people. We have tried to be faithful, tried to protect those innocents that are being led to slaughter. And here we have this wicked woman who's trying to really destroy this march and keep the world from knowing how we feel about what the Antichrist system is doing, slaughtering your precious, beautiful children of all colors, all kinds. And Lord, that you would just stop her in whatever way that, Lord, that you can see fit, whether she comes down with an illness, whether she can't speak to give any more of these stupid orders, or that she would simply see the light, repent of her sin, turn from her wicked ways. Lord, we just we put our feelings to you, and the anger, the frustration. Sometimes you say you can hear the utterances when we don't have the right words, and I'm not sure I have the right words, but have anger and distaste for this Antichrist woman, that, Lord, you would deal with her and so many like her. We just ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, that little fellow from Facebook, what's his name?
Mark somebody.
Zuckerberg. You know, he gave the lying liberal media $370-something million to lie.
Right.
He gave them $300 to lie. Now here, the fall is, it's an article here, the fall of the mainstream media and the biggest lies they told in 2021. I mean, there's so many of them here. It says, in the past year, has confirmed anything is that the mainstream media is thoroughly dishonest. Yeah, we've kind of known that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yet most people already suspected this, but in the last 12 months, they've provided more confirmation than in the past several years combined. And 2021 has made it clear that the mainstream media is a propaganda arm of the political and corporate elitists, from big government to big pharma. I just want to show it. It tells you this here. Legacy media has seen audience numbers plummet over the past 10 years, but in the last year in particular has been especially unkind to them. All of the major corporate news channels saw their audience ratings decline. Well, people are understanding. They're figuring out. We're
correct.
Telling them one thing, and this is why Biden knows this, and this is why he wants to silence us. And he's come out, he's already said that he's going to put a stop to people putting out disinformation, meaning the truth. Anyone who's telling the truth, interfering with his depopulation program. But it says that CNN seeing the largest drop overall. CNN is facing an epic cut of 68% in its primetime numbers.
The Communist News Network.
Yep. Well, PMSNBC now has the smallest primetime audience it has ever witnessed. Fox also dealt with audience declines this year. And you know why? Because Fox, you had those people there lying. You had Brett Baer. You had Neil Cabuto. You had that Smith woman. When it came to the election fraud, they lied. They looked in that camera, and they told what the lie they call the narrative. And because of us and other programs like ours, we outed them.
Correct.
And that's why Fox News. Now, he goes on to say, it continues to remain the most watched cable news outlet so far because of the continued popularity of commenters like Tucker Carlson. Carlson is probably brings out the most on that. He's and I'm just amazed that he's still there, okay?
Yeah.
Here, some management blamed the loss of election coverage, okay? Some management blames the loss of election government, but it is not as there wasn't enough but news hype. With millions of people still working from home and facing intermittent COVID restrictions this year in blue states, you would think that this would represent a captive audience for the fear of the machine. Even the YouTube and other social media platforms are facing the mainstream media content into our faces daily while burying any alternatives. Yet their numbers are plunging too, and audiences are laughing. So there you go.
Because other platforms are being created that are not going to censor you and maintain the Constitution for free speech.
That's right. You have more and more radio programs like this are popping up than internet shows and the clips that we're playing. And people are standing up, fighting back, aren't they?
And that's what you have to do. This is the time to determine your line in the sand, get involved, You know, people are really promoting civil disobedience, protesting. You have a right to do that, and you say no to the mandates. Take your masks off.
And, you know, here, I wanted to do that article that I had here. Here it is, right here. Officer Mike Boyd. Okay, Officer Mike, he was the one, he was the dirty cop that went ahead and shot Ashley Babbitt, right, in cold blood. I saw him do it, in cold blood. You know, you showed, she had no weapons or anything. She was standing there. Now here, they never even interviewed him by the dirty, with D.C., Dirty Cops Police. They call it D.C. Police. It stands for Dirty Cop Police. They've got a bad reputation of being really dirty down there today. And so, before he was exonerated for killing Ashley Babbitt in cold blood. Well, you know what? He was a black guy. Ashley was a white veteran. And they wouldn't even let her be buried in Arlington.
Well, again, remember, this is a communist revolution. They are trying to foment a revolution. The deep state, the communists, are trying to take over the United States of America. They're using everything possible. We just told you about One American News being kicked off of DirecTV. Newsmax the other day was the only place I could find when the President Trump gave his great speech there. That was the only place you could watch it that I knew of was Newsmax. So people, you know, we've got to go to where they're telling us the truth. And then I've got to tell the story. Mike Lindell is having problems. That's my pillow guy. He has been a solid Trump supporter. He has given money, donated money, made his own websites, tried to show that the election was crooked. He's done so much there at frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, and the Lindell Recovery Network. And now one of the nation's largest banks is moving to dump his 9 businesses and charities that he's founded since the success of MyPillow. The Minnesota Bank and Trust, they monitored a call. This was Steve Bannon on the War Room, played a recording of a telephone call between the top executive at the bank and Lindell's controller. And basically they said that, you know, we're not going to be your bank anymore unless you quit doing, you know, saying the things you're doing, whatnot. And so Lindell tried to get a hold of the bank, tried to call the bank CEO, Stephen Bishop. He was put on hold for an hour. Well, he called back later, was put on hold for another 45 minutes. So here's a very wealthy man with all these businesses, 9 businesses and charities. It's a lot of banking. But he said, no. We're not quitting your bank. We're not going to obey. If they want Frank's speech gone, they will have to do it. You know, force us. We're not going to stop.
Well, that's what happened with us in PNC Bank.
Yeah.
They dropped us because of what we stood for, okay? And when we asked them, why are you doing that, they said, well, we don't have to tell you why we're doing it. And so then we looked on their website and seen all the things that they support. Abortion, they support everything, you know, that we're against, the transgender, all of that, everything that we're against. So we found another bank that supports this radio program and with Christian people there. And so we moved our accounts to there. And then we told many, many people about that. So... So a lot of new people went there.
These people, this is a revolution. This bank is going to lose a lot of money. So, folks, this is not a economic thing. It is a political war going on. It is a revolution. The communists are trying to take control. To get control, they've got to control the media. Frank's speech is a pain in their side, like this radio program is a pain in their side. They tried to shut down One American News. They're trying to shut down frankspeech.com. And we know they have called Salem and complained. They've tried to get us off the air. So just all the more reason for you to donate and keep us on the air. We don't have to have sponsors. We've got a financial institution that's willing to work with us. So please call, make those donations, keep the voice of the Christian resistance on the air. There is so much going on. You will need us.
All right, those numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. You know, we just mentioned Tucker Carlson, and I like his program. So far, he's probably the best on Fox. But here, I remember it was a few weeks back when he said, we still don't know who it was that shot Ashley Babbitt. That was a week after we were telling people that it was Lieutenant Mike Burt. We were telling people that, and a week after, Tucker was still saying, we still don't know. Well, we know. And actually, it was the Gateway Pundit was the first to bring that out.
Just a comment I want to make, Pastor, is that underpinning all of this is we are in a spiritual war, Satan and evil doers, okay, against us.
All right, very good. We're going to a break, and when we come back, got a lot more to come.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
Thank you. machine controls the scene so well it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain, knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Have
your eyes been blinded by the lies? Alrighty, blinded by the lies. Boy, we're talking about the lamestream media. You know, to hear Joe Biden, to hear Joe Biden, he said, we take a lesson from the good book, to hate evil and love good, do good. And, boy, exactly the opposite. What Karl Marx say? Right from the pit of hell. Everything, right. He calls abortion good. He calls sodomy good. He calls these being tyranny good, tyrants good. If it's a sin, he calls it good. There you go.
Right. If the state controls your children's education, that's good. In fact, Pastor Ernie, one of the articles that's not on the main news, right now there are mass trials going on in Cuba. In fact, it's having some of the harshest crackdowns that they've had in decades. It's like 33 decades. Prisoners, detained protesters could get up to 30 years in prison as they face the largest, most punitive mass trials on the island since early in the revolution. They're putting them in groups, charging them with crimes, listen to this, including sedition. Where have we heard that? Sedition for taking place in demonstrations against the country's economic crisis. These people went out and demonstrated. Some are 15 and 16-year-olds, and they could be spending 20 to 30 years in prison. And the people are saying that, you know, this is an empire of fear. And
well, that's the whole program, fear, fear, fear.
Fear. That's exactly what they're doing here, folks. They're trying to crack down on dissent. Mike Lindell was dissent. One America News was dissent. They are trying to crack down on any dissent. We are seeing the same thing that's been happening in Cuba. And remember Bernie Sanders, you know, the socialist Bernie, praising Cuba and the government. Just remember, back in 1988, Bernie went there to the Soviet Union for his honeymoon, came back praising the communist state. That was 3 years before the Soviet Union, the USSR, collapsed. He came back. I want to read something he said. He said, he was talking to a reporter, our housing in general is better than yours, the Russians, but people are paying, you know, 35-40% of their income for the housing. The quality of your housing is not good in Russia, but we appreciate the fact that people are only paying 5%. Yeah, you know, no running water, you know, other things. The quality of your health care system is not good. But in the United States, we have enormous problems in terms of our health care. So he's going on praising them for their beautiful train stations, for their cultural programs where they were brainwashing the youth. Any of that sound about like the government-run schools, white privilege, and praising, you know, communism, socialism? So all of this really is a communist revolution.
We are in a war, right. And, I mean, it's this is now or never, folks. We got to stand and fight back. We got to do it, especially for the children. But, yeah. But I'm seeing the patriots are rising up, and I'm seeing people worth their salt. And this is where you see those that are real Christians. This separates those that are really doers of the word from the phony, the fake. All right, we want to go to, we want to say, Mary pledges from New York, pledges 50. Barbara from Valley Forge pledges 100. Nancy from Illinois pledges 35. Anonymous from Massachusetts pledges 200, and Joe from Staten Island pledges 40, and Elaine from the studio right here pledges 100.
Wow. Thank you. A one and all. Hey, I got some good news. It came up here a little while ago. Historic shift. Republicans now ahead of Democrats. This is a new Gallup poll, and there's been a huge surge of support for the Republican Party in this last quarter of 2021. About a year ago, the Republicans were about 40% of people surveyed chose the GOP, and almost 50% chose the Democrats. Well, it's switching. It has switched big time. Now the 47% have picked the GOP, and 42% of a large survey of thousands of people picked the Democrat Party. So there is a major switch going on with people who, and I think it's bigger than that because a lot of conservatives don't answer polls anymore because they didn't like the way questions were formed. We've learned that quite often if the question is formed a certain way, it forces a certain answer. So I think, you know, according to Gallup, less than 25% of America is liberal. Most of America is conservative or moderates. So the tide is turning out there, folks.
And I think it'll turn even more based on the past week because I was listening to the Gateway Pundit, and in California, where some of the radical ideas are coming out of, they are introducing universal orphanhood, which is a child raising system, where they want to do away with the child being responsible to parents and take the children to be raised in one system by the government.
Oh, wow. That sounds clear back to Sparta did that. Remember back to the Spartans, clear back in ancient days, they took the children away from the parents. They trained the women the way they wanted them to be, the boys to be soldiers. They had total control over the children. The parents just birthed them in the first few years, and then the state took over training. And what a wonderful system that was. Everything military, total control of everything in society.
Hmm. And they labeled it and named it Foster Care for All.
Foster Care for All. Oh, doesn't that sound great? My grandchildren need foster care like they need three arms.
Here's the other thing, Joe. Antifa terrorist with a bomb, he gets a bond. The court, you know, but and this is we're talking about the January 6th. The elect panel of liars, what they call the elect panel, they are liars. There's nobody on that panel is not a liar. Not one person on there. Every one of those people, Joe, and they know it. And they know it. And this is why Nancy Pelosi will not release film footage, you know, hundreds of hours of film footage, because Nancy Pelosi is a liar. She's a wicked woman. She knows that. She knows what she's doing. And Nancy, let me tell you, you're an old woman and you're wicked. And Nancy, you've done a lot of horrible things. Your skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent children. And Nancy, let me tell you this. You better repent or perish. And what I'm telling you is this. God's word's very clear. And Nancy, you're a wicked woman. You need to repent of that. You need to get on your knees and cry out to Almighty God, because Nancy, there's a burning lake of fire waiting for you. And here, in that whole, what they call the elect panel, is totally corrupt. Anybody... If they found anyone on there that had any morals, any honor, or any decency, they kicked him off the panel.
Right.
Right, exactly.
And here you got this guy with a bomb. He gets a bond. But other people, and you saw, we watched them, the D.C. dirty cops pulling the people in, asking them to come in. And when they came in, and by the way, the Gestapo FBI out there, they were also, you noticed the hearings with Ted Cruz, and he kept asking him, did you have any FBI agents doing illegal acts? They refused to answer.
Mm-hmm. Right. They didn't say, no, there's no way. I mean, they couldn't say that. So by saying no comment, they really are saying, yes, we did. They had to. Otherwise, they could have easily denied it.
All right, we have 5 minutes left, folks, tonight. 5 minutes left. Remember, this week I have less than 10 hours in a week to raise enough money to stay on for a whole 30 days. So we got less than 5 minutes. We're pretty close to our goal, though. I think we're very close.
Here's a short thing that'll give brought a smile to my face. Remember who Paul Begala is? He's a CNN contributor, and he went to bat for old Biden this week with all the troubles Biden have. And what he said, he made the case that the problem for Democrats isn't the top of the party. Oh, no. when asked about Biden's failing efforts, you know, to get voting bills passed and all kinds of things, he said, what we've seen with the President Biden is what happens when he puts his full on, anyway. He was asked if the criticism was fair. And basically, he came out and said, no, the problem isn't with Biden. The problem is with the Democrat voters. The Democrat, the people in the party are the problem. So you Democrats out there, you're the problem. It's not Biden. It's not Pelosi. It's not Schumer. It's not your fearless leaders. It's the people. You're failing. You Democrats are failing to support corrupt leadership. I thought, wow.
All right, that rally that we've been talking about in D.C. coming up on the 23rd, Joe, you're going to have Dr. RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.,
yeah,
Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Laura Logan, Steve Kirsch. These people are going to be telling the truth out there.
But are they going to be able to be there with that new vaccine? Because some of those people aren't going to be taking the vax.
It remains to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting mechanism.
No, that vaccine, I'm sure this rally is going to take place outside. All of those, you have to show.
Outside of D.C.?
Huh?
Will it be outside of the D.C.?
No. It'll be outside. It'll be the rally will take place. Well, here, where did I have the article there?
But did that matter to Bowser?
Yeah, you have to have vaccine. You have to have your Vaxport to go into any restaurant, to go into the federal buildings, to go inside anywhere, even children. You have to show proof.
I wonder if that means motels and hotels.
Yeah, you've had hundreds and hundreds of cancellations.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Yep.
So here, the massive rally, January 3rd, it will include, let's see, the number one top authorities on the coronavirus in the country today. And so it gives you, these are very well-known doctors that are going to be speaking. Let me see. Burt Weinstein, Robert F. Kennedy, Dr. Paul Alexander, Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, Jessica Rose, Dr. Perry Croy, Dr. Paul Mark, Christina Parks, Aaron Carity, Dr. Ryan Cole. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And they're all going to be speaking out there. Well, I'm going to tell you, we got to get that speech and play.
Well, we need to pray for them, number one, but they'll figure out a way to have it.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, they can have it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Compare that with Paul Begala. Democrats don't have bad leaders. They have bad followers. Well, we've got great leaders, and we've got some great followers, but I hope instead of just being a follower, we have a lot more people become doers of the word, get out there and start participating, taking part in your local politics, start electing good Christian conservatives for your mayors, your city councils, your county officials, county commissioners. We need to take America back.
Yeah, we should, Joe. You know, we're running out of time. And one of the articles I have here, suicide attempts among minors increased fourfold amid lockdown. We've been talking about what they're doing with our children. You know, the entire Democratic Communist Party is filled with pedophile. I mean, pedophilia within the Democratic Party is rampant. Joe, why don't you lead us a prayer for salvation and also lead a prayer for the safety of the children?
Oh, Lord, we need you now more than ever, Lord, and we need more people to come to you to become born-again believers. We need you to send the Holy Spirit a revival across this land, Lord. We have children that are being destroyed. Their minds, their bodies, their futures are being destroyed by the imposing power of this communist revolution. And Father, we so need you to intervene, to come and listen to our cry, our plea for your aid. We have many who are praying daily for the children, for the country. And Lord, send that Holy Spirit to strengthen those who believe. Help us to, you know, show others the truth of the gospel and send your light that you would open the eyes of those who cannot see, open the ears of those who are not hearing, and just help bring revival across this land that we may save the children, the country, our future, and that, Lord, we would be busy doing thy will, putting you back in your proper place, one nation under God where you are the head, and that our laws and freedoms go back to what the founders wanted, that they all are dependent on you. Our laws and freedoms all come from you. We ask that you help us this time of trouble, Lord, in Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen.
One other thing, Pastor. I'm a member of the American Frontline Doctors Nurses Group, and good news is that the American Frontline Doctors are going to be creating new clinics and hospital health care for us, and on their website, flds.com, they have an open invitation for medical staff and pharmacists to join them.
Would you give that web again? I couldn't write that.
FALDS.com. If you put in just American Frontline, it'll bring it up.
American Frontline Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we're coming up to the end of the program tonight. Thanks for that prayer. Folks, don't forget out there. The time will come very shortly where everything we talked about tonight will be forgotten. The time will come when the only thing will matter to you is the last thing, and that's your personal standing with the Lord. You're either saved or you're lost. And so, folks, there's no in-between. If you have not repented of your sin and asked the Lord into your heart, it's like you're standing on a string over a lake of fire. You don't want to do that. Don't run out of tomorrows tonight. Call upon the name of the Lord. Ask for forgiveness and get saved. Until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it.
Keep
fighting the
fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.